The Inter-American Human Rights System is celebrating three major milestones. It is the 50th anniversary of its commission, the 40th anniversary of the adoption of the American Convention on Human Rights, and the 30th anniversary of the creation of the Inter-American Court on Human Rights. On Wednesday, the Organization of American States Permanent Council held a special meeting to commemorate these achievements. OAS Secretary General Jose Miguel Insulza, while addressing the council, said there is no democracy without unrestricted respect for human rights. This support for the system was echoed in every contribution during the meeting, including that of the permanent representative of Guyana, Ambassador Beni Karan.
The record shows that we are no less committed to the support for and enforcement of the entire gamut of human rights. Rights which have been not merely guaranteed, but entrenched from the outset in our national constitutions and actively enforced by national and, wherever appropriate, international institutions and mechanisms. Today, we view with satisfaction the expanding international jurisdiction of human rights and crimes against humanity. We can modestly say that the CARICOM subregion is a pillar of the international jurisprudence in this regard, as demonstrated by the pivotal role in the establishment of the International Criminal Court under the stewardship of Trinidad and Tobago, which was not an insignificant contribution to the cause of human rights at the global level.
The Council also highlighted the work of Sir Clare Roberts. The Antiguan-born legal scholar has been a member of the Commission for the past 8 years. His term ends in December. The meeting also approved rules of procedure for the Legal Assistance Fund of the Inter-American Human Rights System. The fund will provide financial support to individuals who cannot afford costs related to bringing cases before the body. Reporting for OAS Radio, this is Curran Stanley.